Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Today, Senate Republicans unveiled their vision to reform policing. The Justice Act is the party's response to weeks of protests and calls to restructure police departments across the country.
The Senate's only black Republican, Tim Scott of South Carolina, was in charge of the effort, and Majority Leader Mitch McConnell praised him earlier today.
Senator Scott has led the construction of a strong proposal that will increase transparency, grow accountability, and advance the cause of police reform without lashing out at the lion's share of brave law enforcement officers who serve bravely and well.
We're joined now by NPR congressional correspondent Kelsey Snell. And first of all, Kelsey, what's in this bill?
Well, this bill mostly focuses on incentives and more resources and training to get local departments and agencies to comply with standards on use of force and reporting their data about use of force to a national database. They create incentives to ban chokeholds, and they create a duty to intervene in excessive force. So if an officer sees an officer using excessive force, it would be that officer's duty to step in. There's also money for grants for body-worn cameras and grants to increase police forces. It would also make lynching a federal crime and establish a bipartisan commission to consider future criminal justice legislation.
Now, House Democrats have also offered their own bill on police reform, which goes a lot further to answer some of the demands of the protesters. How does the Republican bill differ from the Democrats' bill?
Yeah, you know, I think it's interesting to kind of look at these bills side by side and notice that there's a lot of shared language, but there's a really different approach to how they would execute these reforms. You know, there's the talk about incentives like Republicans are using to get local departments to comply with standards, and directives from the House Democrats and actually having some sort of penalties for not meeting those directives. Democrats want an outright federal ban on chokeholds and no-knock warrants, and Republicans, like I said, want to make that incentive, basically making funding contingent upon departments adopting those bans voluntarily. Another example is Democrats want police officers to be held liable for their actions in civil court. Republicans are split on the issue. So we're looking at similar ideas of what needs to be fixed, very, very different approaches on how to get there.
Now, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat, praised the House bill but criticized the Senate's plan this morning. Listen.
We have a tale of two chambers, a glaring contrast between a strong, comprehensive Democratic bill in the House and a much narrower and much less effective Republican bill in the Senate.
So when the Democratic leader says that about the Republican bill, does that mean that Senate Democrats will overwhelmingly oppose the Republican bill?
You know, I found that speech really interesting because Schumer didn't outright reject the possibility of negotiating. He criticized the bill, pointed to the many ways that Republicans didn't go far enough, but he left open the possibility that Democrats could step in and try to amend it. You know, he does say that there's a long way to go and Democrats can't support tinkering around the edges. He talked about replacing an ineffective system with a new system. Now, those are some fairly high demands, and it would be quite difficult to bring the Republican bill to exactly where the House Democratic bill is, but it's possible that Democrats might be willing to do some amending. But I will say that doing a bill like this is really difficult, and it takes a lot of political will and the belief that this legislation, whatever agreement they come to, meets the demands of the base for both parties. And Democrats are hoping to win over voters who are asking for, some of them are asking for, things like defunding the police. And that is very, very different than Republicans wanting to give more money to police for training and to increase police presence. So finding that middle ground might be very tricky.
Now, Republicans in Congress often follow the lead of the Republican president, President Trump, who issued an executive order yesterday, which would also ban chokeholds except when an officer's life is at risk. How does what Republicans are proposing today fit into the president's stance on police reform?
Well, I think the best way I've heard it described is they're complementary. So there was consultation, there was an understanding on both sides, the White House and the Senate, about what was being written. We do know that White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows was up on Capitol Hill, and we expect him to continue to be doing that, to kind of be consulting and working their way through. I will say Democrats were very, very dismissive of the proposals or of the executive order that the White House put together. I believe the Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer called it window dressing.
When could we see this bill brought to a vote? Because time is of the essence here. We're 4.5 months away from an election. It's always more difficult the closer you get to an election to get major legislation through Congress.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And we're expecting that this bill could come up next week, which is interesting because the House Democrat bill will probably also come up next week. And so we could be seeing a moment where there is dueling legislation passing out of the two chambers in Congress, which sets up a showdown.
Well, we will be watching all of it, and I'm sure we'll be checking in with you to see what the developments are. Kelsey Snell, NPR congressional correspondent on today's news, the Republican plan for police reform coming out of the Senate. Kelsey, thanks.
Thank you.